I do feel sorry for David Moyes. I think the way he was treated was a bit harsh. I think he was hung out to dry a little bit. But I don't think the club made the right appointment in the first place. I don't think he was qualified. I think now they have picked a manager that he's qualified, has gone to big clubs in the past, has been successful straight away, has brought players to the youth development system and shows he's got what it takes. I don't think he'll suffer fools. So I don't think he'll just let people get away with things. So I think it's going to be a great appointment. And I look forward to what he brings next season.
Well, you had a manager in Alex Ferguson who was obviously pretty strict on young players, including yourself. Is that what United need from Louis van Gaal now? Does this current crop, do you think, need a bit of discipline?
I think so, yeah. I think there's a certain line of discipline that everyone needs at the top of the game. I think when you do reach the sort of pinnacle of your career and you're one of the top sort of four, five, six clubs, there is sometimes a bit of a complacency in, because you are at the top, you're playing with the best, you think you're doing enough. And sometimes it just needs someone new to come in and kick up the backside so you do get that extra little bit out yourself. And so have a manager come in that's been there, seen it, done it, worked with some of the best players at the biggest clubs and been successful. You can't really argue with him when he comes in with new methods.
In that respect, will the last season have been a real wake-up call for some people? Because they've only ever had success, some of the young players coming through. Now they're in arguably the most testing period they've ever had.
Yeah, it's sort of a fact that it's a test of character, and you learn more about people in defeat than you do in success. And it's not been easy. You know, the players have been told they need to hold their hands up as much as the former manager did. And yeah, it's a huge season. You know, the club can't afford not to be in the top four, and it needs the big players to put in big performances. It needs a few players to come in and help with the confidence and lifting of the players that are already there. But yeah, huge season next year for a lot of them.
And your old teammate Ryan Giggs is going to be assistant manager. Is that a wise choice, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. For me, that would have been an ideal scenario, really. I mean, the new manager comes in, does 3, 4, maybe 5 years, depending on how he feels and how it goes, with Ryan Giggs under him. And in 4, 5, 6 years, I think Giggs will probably be the man to take on the job. But right now, I think it's probably a little bit too big a job for him to take on as a first managerial job with the club in the situation it's in as well. So I think it's a perfect scenario for me.
Did you always see that potential in him, even when you were young lads coming through? Did you think he might be a manager one day?
Well, now when we're 18, 19, running around town, going up to mischief, I don't think you see each other as managers. But he's certainly grown into the role. He's matured well over the years. He speaks well. He knows the game inside out. He's played at the highest level domestically, so he's the perfect fit. I think he'd understand players. I don't think he'd be someone that just ranted and raved. I think he'd talk to people and help them improve their game as much as, you know, wanting to get the best out of the team.